okay. We're going to be in good shape. This is a take for the oral history project, Voices of Faith, Years of Change. Today is May 8th, 1995, and the narrator is, would you say your name, please?
Bruce Fassia.
And I am Sister Sally Witt, the interviewer. We are at Mrs. Fassio's home on West 8th Street.
West 8th Avenue.
Thank you, West 8th Avenue. 433, right?
Five.
533. Okay, we have that straight now. Thank you very much for allowing me to come today. Let me ask you just first, where were you born?
I was born in Carnegie, Pennsylvania.
That's right, near Pittsburgh, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Right out of Pittsburgh. Mm-hmm.
How did your family get there?
And we lived there till I was 2 years old. And then we came to Trenton, and my parents moved up in East Trenton at first, and moved down. And how they came here, Mr. Greco was, what was he? Scrap iron man.
Okay.
And he came here, and he found a place, and he got these, there was about four or five of our kind, you know, down there, and he got, my father and a few more came along, and they went looking for junk, and they would sell it to him. He had the shop, and that's how that got.
What do you mean of our kind? You said four or five of our kind.
Well, man, there was like
okay.
Mr. Stanzione. I don't remember the other. Stabiles lived in Carnegie all their lives, and then they moved here. Like one, you know, our kind, paisans we called them. And one, like Mr. Greco came, and then my father and the other ones followed. This is how we all got here.
Okay. Were they from the same
around, you know, like Carnegie or Midway, McDonald, and then they all followed.
Mm-hmm.
And there was about 10 or 12 of those, like our, you know, kind of some families. And we was real close, and the men would go out for junk. My father had a horse and wagon. And they would go around, you know, collecting junk. People had it, and they would buy it, and that's the way we made a living. It went down. And then I had three older brothers and I, and my oldest brother got in the garage business. He had Louis' Garage down here.
What garage?
Louis' Garage on West 7th Avenue.
Mm-hmm.
And that was here for years. That's what. And we lived right next door to it. I don't know what else to tell you. When you want to know about all the streets on West, all the shops on West 7th Avenue.
You started to tell me about them, yes.
Well, we lived, Louis' Garage, we lived on West 7th. It was the middle of the street. And we had the garage. You could buy gas, repairmen and all. And then you went across the street and was a barber, which was Enrico. And then you went up a little piece from the, on the other side of the street and was a butcher shop. And then you went to the corner, and there was another butcher shop. And you went a couple more doors. It was a shoe, Al Tanny's had a shoe place to sell shoes. And you went up a little bit more, and there was A&P store. And then between the A&P, and next to the A&P was another shoe store, which was Sharky's. And after Sharky's, they had the Butler store. You would never have. The Butler store was like a chain, like the A&P. That was there.
That was like a
store. It was a chain store, but they were called Butler store. And then after the Butler store, we had a funeral home, which would be Schottenheimer's. And you went a couple more doors, and there was beer gardens in between now. And then there was a fruit store, which was Sam's. And that was there way back. And then at the end of the street was a fruit store, which was Klein's. You crossed over, and there was Merton's Drug Store at the corner. That's where all the kids went for sodas and ice cream and all.
Did you go?
Sure. That was our day, you know.
Sounds like a pretty active place.
Oh, yeah. And then you crossed over the street, and they had Painter's Dry Goods Store. She had everything in there, shoes and, you know, we used to fancy work in the olden days, and she had that, and a little bit of everything, thread, whatever you needed, you got there. It was a beautiful, nice store.
What kind of fancy work did you do?
Oh, I fancy worked pillows. I still have them. Tea towels. You know, you'd buy them and I'd fancy work. Well, yeah.
So did your father stay in the same business?
Well, my father, till he retired. And then my father died 69. He was young. So he wasn't retired long. In those days, you didn't get retirement. You worked or you didn't work, you didn't eat. That was it. But my brothers did, you know, well. And they kept going. And my sister, she worked, you know, she worked on fish. See, I was three older brothers than I was. And I had to work in the house. You didn't work in my days. Uh-huh. You worked in the house. And she went to work. She worked at Pittsburgh Plate. And then she was there about 10 days, and then my brother Johnny owned a service station down right here at the end of the block. And she worked there, sold gas and tires and everything. But I was the home girl, you know.
What kind of things did you do at home?
What did we do at home?
Yeah, you know the reason I'm asking, we don't have real good records of what women did on an everyday basis.
You cleaned, Mama wash and iron, you know. Mm-hmm. She was raising a family, we had seven.
Oh.
And at night we'd have the radio on. What was it, you know. My father had a Victrola, he'd play his Victrola. And the kids would just, you know, when it was like this, the girls and boys would go out and play ball. Mm-hmm. Baseball. Oh yeah, we entertain ourselves. And then you had friends and you'd go to their house and they'd come to your house. And that was our life. We had a nice life. Not like today, they don't have enough place to go. We didn't have money, we didn't need money. We didn't, you know, ice cream was a nickel. And you got, my mother would give me money, we'd go. Mm-hmm.
Where did you go to school?
I went to school at Third Ward Trenton. Third Ward.
Now, I'm new to Tarentum, so I'm not sure where that is.
That's up on West 9th Avenue. What is it? Western? No. Western and 9th.
Is that the one across from St. Clement's?
Yeah.
Okay, I do know.
That's not, that's cool. It's, what you call today? They have apartments in it today.
Okay, I do know where that is then.
And then next door to the school was Jacobs, and they had candy store. You always need a candy store. Mm-hmm. Bought candy there.
Mm-hmm. It seems to me there were three schools on that same street, weren't there? Your school?
Oh, there was the public school, then St. Clement's, they had a school, and then down another block or two was Sacred Heart. They had a school. Yeah, there were three schools on that same street.
Did you know any of the kids from the other schools?
Oh, yeah. The Sacred Heart stayed there. If they were German, you went to the German school. If you were Slavish, you went to the Slavish school. And we were Italian, and we went to public school. That's what I think. I don't know.
Uh-huh. Where did you go to church?
St. Peter's. And Father Duvall, I remember. I don't remember one before him. He was a pastor. He was a wonderful man.
That's what I hear. What was he like?
I don't know. He was kind, very considerate. And if there were poor people, he would try to help them. Hmm. My neighbor could tell you about Father Duvall. She was little, you know, she worked with him. Her aunt, Anna Mae Gaze.
I've heard that name. I've heard the name Gaze.
She was that, you know, she took care of the father, and she played the organ. And then this is a niece, and she's like that, you know. She's been with the priest since she was young. Used to go dust her house and everything. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. She talked to her about Duvall, Father Duvall. She knows all the priests, and she plays the organ now.
What's her name? Anna Mae.
No, Anna Mae's passed away. This is Anna Mae's niece, Mara, M-A-U-R-A, Dorsey, D-U-R-C-I. Do you want me to call her if she has time?
Well, let's see. I'll keep her name down anyway.
Yeah.
Is St. Peter's is where you went to church then?
Pardon?
St. Peter's, is that where you went to
church?
Yeah,
it was St. Peter's.
How did you get your religious education? Who trained you for First Communion?
Anna May, and then there was another one, our teachers. And they taught us. Sunday afternoon, we had to go to Sunday school.
Uh-huh.
And then they taught us, and then they were their communion. And we wore white dresses.
Did you?
Oh, yeah. I don't have pictures of me. Not boy me. I have pictures of the other kids.
Mm-hmm.
And that's good. You want me to call Marla?
Well, let's talk first, and then we'll see. That might be a good idea. What about confirmation? Who got you ready for confirmation?
Oh, confirmation, the teachers. You went to school. Sunday school, it was always Sunday school, and you got ready for confirmation.
Mm-hmm.
And then everybody got a sponsor. You know, now they have their parents. And nowadays, you've got a good friend to be your sponsor.
Who is yours?
Mine was Mrs. Dangione. She was my sister's godmother, and I got her for my sponsor.
Mm-hmm.
And then in those days, they bought your clothes. They didn't give you money or presents. They bought you, I think she bought me a hat or my dress, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I don't know.
Did your family have a celebration?
Oh, a big dinner, yes, a party. And then they all would come, you know.
Mm-hmm. You do the same thing when the younger kids were baptized?
Oh, yes, baptized, and they still do it. And I don't know.
Times for family.
We have a roller skating ring, you know, where the Nick Chevrolet's garage across the street.
Yeah.
It was a roller skating ring. You had some with hose. And they had, that was a fireman.
Yeah.
My husband was a fireman. And they had a swimming pool underneath. Kids went swimming. If you didn't have money to go swimming, you went and watched them.
Ah.
Mm-hmm. I tell you, we had a nice childhood.
Did you ever go up to the top of the hills?
Oh, yeah, they called it the plateau then, in my days. Oh, yeah, we'd walk up there.
And then after grade school, was that when you stayed home and helped your mother?
After grade school, I went to high school. Trenum High.
Did you?
That's up on top of Ross Tree Hill.
Mm-hmm.
I went there. I went there till I was a senior.
Mm-hmm.
Then my mom didn't feel, I thought she was sick. She was having children and we didn't know.
Yeah.
And I had to quit. They wanted me. I quit about March in my senior year. My mother needed me, and then they didn't want me to go to work. You know, when you're young, you want to make money. It wasn't allowed, because you could go in a drugstore and work, you know, be a soda jerk or anything.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned on the phone about the depression, about growing up.
Oh, that was, those were the days, but we made it. We got married in the heart of December. We got married in 1933.
Depression.
It was the heart of it. And we went down, and my brother had apartments. There was a garage, service station, and he had apartments. And we started there, and we had three rooms. And my husband worked down at the garage, at my brother's garage. And then things were getting tough down there, and in the winter he would make him drive a truck to, when it snowed, you know. And then my husband got a job at Alcoa, and that's where he worked. But like I said, we managed real good. You did, you did without, you didn't. For him to get on the truck business, he was working for WPA.
Oh.
To get on WPA, you had to get on welfare.
Uh-huh.
Now, I'll never forget the day the lady come to interview us for welfare. I was so embarrassed, you'll never know. And we had neighbor right next, and we shared the same bathroom. And she said, "Oh, don't cry, Rose, I'm on it, and all that." We got one check, $7.50. And then he got on the WPA. That's how it got on. And then we lived, you know, $15 a week. You managed because everything was cheap.
Mm-hmm. How did you meet your husband?
Oh, he worked at the garage and I lived next door. Oh, in those days, you know, you didn't go no place. Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, the garage had a bunch, and then Summit Hose had a bunch of members, and they would all sit outside. It isn't like today. They'd sit in line up and they'd probably look at the girls going out. And then every night, if we were allowed, or if we couldn't, didn't have night work, we'd walk up to the park. That was a big thing, going to the park. Walked up street.
Where was the park?
Park is up in First Avenue, up in Trenton.
East Trenton.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, I do know where
it is. You know, it's First Avenue. There's park all along. Mm-hmm. Right there. And then if we had money, we'd stop at the Greeks. There was an ice cream parlor on Corbett Street. And everybody would say, if you had 10 or 15 cents, you would stop and get an ice cream. And you'd sit there and get them. Uh-huh. That's not on, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, they'll think I'm nuts.
Oh, but that's just what people did every day. We need to have a record of it.
That's a church.
Were you married at St. Pete's? Were you married at St. Peter's Church?
Oh, yes, I was born in St. Peter's. I married 61 years.
No kidding. Congratulations.
And, yeah, we were married at St. Pete's. We got married, then you got married through the week. You didn't get married on Saturday.
Uh-huh.
Through the weekday, it was 8 o'clock in the morning. But we made it.
I guess those were the days when, if we were going to communion, we had to fast for midnight. So nobody wanted to get started too late.
Yes.
You couldn't eat till after Mass. Work did you do after you were married then?
Work? I wasn't allowed to work. My husband didn't allow me to work.
Well, what did you do every day?
Clean.
I bet that was work.
Clean, and that's domestic help, and wash and iron, and cook, and when you had a couple hours, you sat out there and talked to your neighbor.
Did you?
You know.
Mm-hmm.
I can never say that I was bored. Always found something to do. And even today, I'm not bored.
Good for you. What do you do?
Now?
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you weren't here, I'd be laying down a couple hours, and then I'd get up and get supper, set the table. Then my husband washes dishes.
Mm-hmm.
And manage. At night, then we got television.
Uh-huh. Do you remember when you first got an automatic washer?
Oh, do I remember? Let me see. I didn't wash my sister's. My mother got the automatic. No, my mother never had an automatic washer. I got one here. First washer I got was here.
This house.
Well, I was married how many years before I got a washer? Because my sister used to do the washing up at home. I lived at the apartment. That's a half a block from where my mother lived. And every Sunday night you'd walk up the street with a bushel of clothes. My husband. And then my sister would wash and I'd iron. She went to school then. And I would iron, help my mother clean. And then you went home at night. I ate at my mother's.
You mean even when you were married, you still helped
your mother? Oh, yeah. I didn't wash. The first time I had a washer was when I lived here. And that was, about 30 years after.
Mm-hmm.
20 years anyway. I never cooked a Sunday meal. We went to my mom's and we didn't go to mom's. We went out and got something.
Mm-hmm.
And we still do.
How did you dry your clothes before you had a dryer? How did you dry your clothes?
Outside.
Did you have room down there for a clothesline?
Oh, yeah. Everybody hung outside. We had yards in the back.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody would hang out. Nobody had. Or in the winter, you dried them sometime in the kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
You had clothes. You know, they would put clotheslines in the kitchen, potbelly stove, and they dried their clothes that way.
Mm-hmm. What was it like in Trenton during World War II when a lot of the men were going away to war?
When they went to war?
Yeah.
War started in the way. And my brother Joe was, they had numbers. And my brother Joe was number one, number two. And they'd have big send-offs when they went. Gee, when did the war start?
It was probably about, well,
my husband
41, would, around the early 40s.
Oh, no. The war started in 1940.
Okay.
1940, because then Joe went and we went. Yeah. Well, he knows what day we bought. Want me to call him?
Well, no, that's okay. I just, we can look that up. I'm just thinking, what was it like for you when Joe went? Was Joe your brother?
Joe was my brother, and he went. Oh, it was sad, you know, you cried. You saw, I couldn't go see them send them on. They'd have like a reception, you know, whole gang of them went, and you went and said your goodbyes up in East Trenum. That was where they would leave from.
The train station?
Train. Mm-hmm. And they would go. You cried, and then I cried so hard, my husband said to me, if you stop crying this summer, I'll take you wherever he is. So he took us, and it was that summer when he got his vacation, and it was in June, I think we went. And we took my mother, my sister-in-law, my brother was married, and they were married, and Pino's sister and my husband, my mom, and we went.
Where was he then?
Down in South Carolina, Troy, and what was the main station? He was at the main. Oh, God, I don't know. See, I couldn't remember, but right now I can't.
Okay. Is he the only one in your family who went?
Yeah. And my husband went.
Oh, did he?
We were married 10 years, and my husband went. He joined the Seabees. He joined the Navies, and they put him in a Seabee. And he was up front doing the fighting. Mm-hmm. And he was in there for 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
We were married 10 years when he left. But he left from Pittsburgh. That's where the Navy left from. And where was Pena Station? Oh, Pena was here 6 weeks. And he never come home. He come home on one leave, and he went overseas. He spent most of his 2 years overseas. Casablanca, Europe.
Is Pino your brother?
He's my husband.
I'm sorry.
Joseph is his name.
Oh, okay.
I don't know why I don't call him Joseph. He's my husband.
How long was he gone?
2 years.
What was that like for you?
Well, I went home. We were living with down in Creighton with his sister. She had an apartment downstairs. She lived upstairs, and we were downstairs. Mm-hmm. And I was going to stay, and my father said no. Mm-hmm. Not, you know, as a young, we were married only 10 years, and I was young. He said, you come home. You have to come home. Trust me, I don't know. So one day they took everything. My sister-in-law's brothers had moved everything up my father's attic, and I went home. Stay with my mother, and then I sort of had a nervous, you know, breakdown. Him going and you lose your, you know, home and everything.
Mm-hmm.
So my brother owned, he was in partnership with a guy on West 7th Avenue. They had like pinball machines, and that was, they would have somebody there to, you know, take calls and send men out. And then they had used records, and he put me in that store.
Oh.
So used records, and that's where I worked. So he come home. No, from there then I went to, he was with his brother-in-law in a beer, which is LaRussa's beer distributor.
Yeah.
And I went up there and did bookkeeping. And then he come home, and I had to cook. He didn't believe it. I had a good job, but he wouldn't let me do it.
Did you miss it? Did you miss the job?
No, he wanted me to be a domestic house. I wouldn't do it today. Do you have that off now?
Do you want me to turn it off?
No, I mean, yeah, because what else do you want to know?
I had asked you about Christmas and holidays in your family.
Christmas Eve, my mom would bake all day. The day before, you know, like Saturday, it was a fast day. Mm. You ate fish. And then Christmas Eve was all fish. And then she'd make like spaghetti with green olives. And then that. And then we had a tree. I put a tree up. And that's all. And then the next morning you get up, we didn't get many toys. Mm-hmm. Maybe fruit or something like that. But then all these people, you know, like our friends, they would come Christmas morning and everybody would, well, we went to church first. Huh? First you went to church. And then you, these people would come and visit. And then after a while, my mother would go visit, you know. It was happy days. That's all I can tell you.
What about after you were married? What was Christmas like?
Same thing. I went home. My mom would do the cook, and I'm married 61 years, and my sister does it. And when Christmas comes, she does a little bacon. Her daughter helps her now. And I go there, and we eat there Christmas afternoon. They make, like, fish cakes. And then we eat there Saturday night, Sunday, which would be, you know, Christmas night. And if there's left over, I get them the next day. Mm-hmm. Now, we, as children, we have our dessert at her son's place.
Does he live nearby?
Yeah, up in East Trenton.
When you were growing up in Tarentum, were you aware of being Italian, like Italian customs
yes.
or language?
Mm-hmm. They used to call us names and everything else.
Who called you names?
Our friends. Italian eater, spaghetti eater, 5 cents, cinquecento, you know, that 5 cents they meant. They called us.
I never heard that. Huh? I never heard that phrase before.
Oh, yeah, my husband had Dago hung on him for years. Called him Dago. Oh, no. And people wouldn't, like, they long, they never ate spaghetti or nothing. We were the spaghetti eaters. That's all we ever got. No, we were really pushed aside. And, you know, real killed about it. And we were the low class ones, like they thought.
Mm-hmm. Boy. Did you learn the Italian language at all?
Yeah, I don't know it real well, but my mother spoke it. My father and we learned from them. Mm-hmm. And my brothers and sister, one sister, we all spoke it.
Oh, mm-hmm. Did your parents come from Italy?
Oh, yeah, my parents and two brothers.
Do you know where in Italy?
Naples. That's where, I mean, all these people were from Naples, and they just all came along. Mm-hmm. They followed one another and all that. That's where, I mean, and on Christmas, like, they'd go around the Easter. You want everybody would go and wish them happy, Merry Christmas, Happy Easter. And that went on for years. Mm-hmm. You had company all day long.
Mm-hmm. That sounds nice.
No, we were really happy. Mm-hmm.
What about funerals in the family? How did you celebrate funerals or some
very
of the customs?
Sad. Well, my father did about 45 years, my father's dead. And my mother had him laid out at home. Mm-hmm. You didn't take him to the undertaker, then you took him home. Well, my brothers being in business, we had more flowers all over, like the old-fashioned home, a living room. Then when you go in, there's like a vestibule, the porch. There were so many flowers, he had to put them down in the garage. And then you stayed up all night. We didn't like to, our friends would stay up all night, let us sleep. And the neighbors cooked and brought the stuff we didn't. They were real sad. And I remember when my father was laid, and I was a particular thing, and our rug, you know, was wearing out, all the people and everything else, and I said, Mom, the rug's wearing out. She said, you're worrying about a rug. I lost my husband. Oh, but they were real sad. And then you mourned, you wore black for years. Ah. My mother never took it off for years. I wore it a year, I think, for my dad.
Helped you at times like that? Who helped you out at times, sad times like that?
My husband.
I think did you say he worked for Alcoa?
My husband did, yeah.
When he went to the service, did he come back to Alcoa then?
Oh, he went back and worked to Alcoa. Yeah, he retired. He's retired 26 years, but he retired from Alcoa. He retired young because he got sugar, and he quit. He was diabetic, and he didn't want to work, so he retired at 61.
So between you, you haven't had the best of health?
No. But he's a picture of health now.
Oh, I'm glad.
He's really healthy now, and he don't look his age.
When did you move up here?
19, oh, here I'm on again. We bought this lot. It was a lot. My husband subcontracted. He built this. And it was in 1951. February, on Valentine's Day, we moved. And naturally, I wouldn't come alone because he had to work. And my sister-in-law came. And I lived down there. There were six sister-in-laws. We lived there. And one sister-in-law gave me a thermos of coffee. One gave me a bag of rock salt to throw on because it was snowing. And another sister-in-law came with me. You know, we had the, what you call them, the, Minute Move, what do they call them?
Movers.
Movers. And then my sister-in-law said, you know, I don't know how much they were charged. $40, I think, to move. And my sister-in-law said to me, well, they saw your kitchen and they raised the price of it. They wanted $45 then. She said, well, they saw your kitchen and they thought, well, she got money, let her pay. Oh. Even then, we had a good time.
Well, then your sister moved up here, too.
No, my sister moved after. We moved in February, and right after I moved up here, they bought a lot, and they moved in August.
Mm-hmm. Was this always considered Tarentum? Mm-hmm. Was it? Okay, I wasn't sure where Tarentum stopped.
Oh, this is East Deer. We're under Trentum address. But this is East Deer Township.
Oh, okay.
That's where we pay our taxes.
Yeah, and I thought the East Deer section was a little newer than the Tarentum homes. Mm-hmm. Did the changes in industry that affected Tarentum, did they affect you at all?
Change in the streets?
The changes in industry, like with Alcoa and...
Alcoa isn't there anymore. Mm-hmm. And we used to have Ford plant down in Creighton. Mm-hmm. And all kind of work. There was all kind of the heart of the industry. Everything closed up.
Yeah. Did that affect you at all?
No, because Pino worked at Alcoa. When they closed, well, he was already retired.
Mm-hmm. You must have a lot of nieces and nephews.
Well, not that many, but 10.
Oh, that's a nice number.
Well, I have two close ones. I like my own. And the girl, Roseanne, has two children, and they're like our own. So we got a family, you know. Uh-huh. Isn't it we're, I don't know.
Are most of the nieces and nephews, the young people, are they around here?
Oh, yeah.
That's unusual. A lot of times the young people...
Yeah, we're lucky. And even my, younger... Now, Vince is only 44. And he got a good job at Allegheny Hospital.
Oh, good.
He's a coordinator there. And Roseanne is teaching school over in New Kensington. I think you're all right.
Oh, here's
the car. Did you move your car? Or
sure.